Isän, Pojan ja Pyhän Hengen nimeen. Sain tehtäväkseni pitää puheenvuoron. Tämän puheenvuoron aihe on näiden opistoseurojen tunnus psalmista 91 jakeesta 4. Jae kuuluu kokonaisuudessaan. Hän levittää siipensä yllesi ja sinä olet turvassa niiden alla. Hänen uskollisuutensa on sinulle muuri ja kilpi. Seuratunnuksessa puhutaan turvasta ja turvallisuudesta. Meillä Suomessa on hyvät turvallisuusorganisaatiot, puolustusvoimat, poliisi, pelastustoimi, rajavartiolaitos ja tulli. Lisäksi meillä on korkeatasoinen sosiaalitoimi ja terveydenhoito. Lisäksi useat muut viranomaiset ja yhteisöt osallistuvat turvallisuutemme rakentamiseen. Turva ja turvallisuus ovat kaikille tärkeitä asioita. Täällä opistoseuroissakin on turvatoimisto, joka huolehtii siitä, että tämä tilaisuus voidaan turvallisesti järjestää ja kaikilla on täällä turvallista olla. Tätä varten täällä on järjestyksen valvojia. Minäkin olin torstain ja perjantain välisenä yönä järjestyksen valvojana täällä opistoseuroissa. Sitä varten kävin viime talvena kurssin, mistä sain järjestyksen valvojakortin. Kurssin opetusmateriaali kuvasi järjestyksen valvojan tärkeimmän tehtävän näin. Järjestyksen valvojan keskeisenä tehtävänä on huolehtia toimialueellaan olevien henkilöiden turvallisuudesta. Turvallisuus on tarve ja tunne. Turvallisuutemme perustuu havaintoihin, joita teemme ympäristöstämme. Turvallisuus on yksi ihmisen perustarpeista. Yhdysvaltalainen psykologi Abraham Maslow on kuvannut ihmisen perustarpeet kuutena tasona. Maslowin kuvaus esitetään monesti pyramiidina, missä seuraava taso rakentuu edellisen päälle. Perustarpeista ensimmäinen on elossa pysymisen tarve. Ruoka, vesi, uni ja hengittäminen. Toinen turvallisuuden tarve. Kolmas, yhteenkuuluvuuden ja rakkauden tarve. Neljäs, arvonannon kuten itsearvostus ja kunnioituksen saaminen toisilta. Viides, itsensä toteuttamisen tarve. Ja kuudes, itsensä ylittämisen tarve. Maslowin mukaan tarvitsemme hengissä säilymisen edellytykset ja perusturvallisuuden. Tarvitsemme myös tunteen siitä, että kuulumme johonkin ryhmään ja meitä rakastetaan ja arvostetaan.
On the other hand, the service motto describes how a bird protects its young. A bird uses its wings to protect its young from cold, heat, wind, and rain. A nestling can be helpless at the beginning of its life, that it cannot survive without the protection provided by the mother bird's wings. In the service motto, he means God. So now we shall speak about the refuge and comfort that God has given us. The refuge that God has given us covers all the temporal safeguards that we need. For this reason, it is good for us to ask for protection from God. Therefore, it is right to ask God for protection. Even more important is a man the eternal comfort that God has given. It is also necessary to ask God for this, and the request is not in vain, because God has promised to hear our prayers. This means that God will protect us as his own children, provide protection against the dangers that threaten our life. The faith that God has given us does good in our lives and protects us from evil. It is said of the believers of the Old Testament, by the power of faith, they overthrew kingdoms, upheld justice, and they were able to see the fulfillment of the promise. They stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the blazing fire, and escaped the sword. They were weak, but they became strong. They became mighty warriors. They pushed back the enemies and the army. The power of faith has not diminished, but faith continues to affect as it did in the Old Testament. Life is a gift from God. In the recent song we sang, Lord is a gift I received, my young life. Just hold my hand every step. Hope shines brightly on the path of my life. When only you, God, yourself guides me, guides there. God has created us, each of us. Human life is unique and valuable. The basis of human dignity is that God has created us and Jesus redeemed and atoned our sins. Christ's doctrine, the Christian doctrine teaches, knowing Jesus Christ and becoming a child of God is the most precious matter in our lives. God gave man the task of cultivating and protecting the earth. We have been appointed to work, to build the earth and the world together with everyone, seeking the common good. We are called to be diligent and responsible to love our neighbor. The special task of a child of God is to carry forward the good message, the gospel. Friend. Escort is a familiar word and term to us as believers. We have been given other believers to help us on this way to heaven. The background of the word escort is in the Bible. In Zechariah 3, 1 through 7, then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing on his right hand to accuse him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire? Now Joshua was dressed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, take off his filthy garments. Then he said to Joshua, see, I have taken away your sin, and I will put fine garments on you. Then I said, set a clean mitre upon his head, and they put a clean mitre upon his head and clothed him in his garments, and the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord testified unto Joshua, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my watch, then thou shalt also rule in my house, and shalt also keep my courts. And I will give thee some of these that stand by to follow thee. Here in question is the repentance of the high priest Joshua. Joshua received the grace before God. To symbolize this, Joshua was stripped of his filthy clothes, and his servants put new clothes and a cap upon him. The forgiveness of sins was preached to Joshua, and Joshua believed. When Joshua repented, he became a child of God. As a child of God, he was given responsibility over other believing people. At the same time, he was promised escorts. Joshua did not have to walk or endeavor alone. King David also had escorts. Jonathan, the son of King Saul, protected and helped him from the king's anger. The Bible also relates of another of David's escorts, the prophet Nathan. The king had fallen into sin. Nathan came and rebuked him for his sin. This rebuke opened David's eyes to see what kind of sin he had fallen into. Nathan was able to proclaim the gospel of forgiveness to him. Following the example of Jonathan and Nathan, we too are escorts of the believers around us. We are companions, supporters, and comforters. It has been said that the road to heaven is narrow, but it is wide enough that two children of God can walk side by side, supporting each other. If we see a travel companion going astray, we following Nathan's example, we want to guide him onto the right path and bring him the power of the gospel. In these situations, we can also ask God for wisdom and the right words. We can trust that God will also give them. Why do we need friends or escorts? We have much joy on our journey to heaven, but there are also be times of troubles and sorrows. When we can visit with other believers, we receive strength to believe and strive forward. Sometimes it is difficult to be content unto God's will. In this case, another believer can help us through difficult times and encourage us to see God's omnipotence. Friends, escorts are also needed in good times. Shared joy is doubled joy, and success can also cause us to grow in the wrong direction. Friends can help us to remember that God's word teaches every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father and of the heavenly lights. A friend is a great gift from God. God shows his love towards us when he gives us a good and faithful friend. God knows what kind of friend we need. In the Lord's Prayer, we ask, give us this day our daily bread. Luther writes in the Catechism about our daily bread. All things that pertain to the nourishment and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, a home, a household, a field, livestock, money, goods, and pious spouse, pious children, pious servants, pious and faithful authority, good government, good weather, peace, health, good manners, a good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. These are what we ask and may ask from God, or pray from God. For all these, we should also thank God. The friendship between God's children is a gift. When we encounter a child of God who is previously unknown to us, from the very first moments of the encounter, we feel that we have been familiar with each other. All God's children are travel companions to each other. Some have many friends, others perhaps only a few. What if someone feels that they have no friends? I would wish to encourage you. If there is even one here who feels this way, firstly, I sincerely hope that you could feel the same joy as I do when you are able to be with the travel companions, other believers, at the gatherings of God's kingdom. You can ask God for a faithful friend. God is able also to give you one. It is good for us to also remember the duty given to the friends of the high priest Joshua. We are one another's escorts. We are allowed to take care of one another. A greeting, a friendly smile, a moment of time for our neighbor. Oftentimes it feels like you receive much more from these encounters. Not everyone enjoys being in large groups of people. The closest friend can be found from your own family or people of different ages. We don't have to feel inferior even if we don't live in the midst of a large group of friends. One good, reliable relationship can be much more enriching to life than many superficial friendships. It doesn't make a friend unworthy if he or she doesn't believe in the same way as you. A believer can also have good friends who don't believe in the same way. Many people have found God's kingdom through believing friends. The gospel is the power of God. The love of God, which becomes a part of us without our own merit, is called grace. The letter in the Romans says, "For all have sinned and come short of glory in God's sight, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Man can be saved only by grace without his own merits. God gives the power to become a child of God through the gospel. In the same way, he gives us strength each day to remain as a child of God. Grace also has an important role in as a daily source of strength in our life. Of a child of God. This grace brings peace in one's heart. When Jesus returned to heaven, he left peace with his disciples. "Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. I give you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." God's kingdom is peace, freedom, and joy in the Holy Spirit. This peace protects us from evil. It gives hope for the future and brings joy to the heart. Grace as a teacher. Paul wrote to Titus, "For the grace of God has appeared that brings salvation to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts and to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, as we wait for the blessed hope of this glorious appearance of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all wickedness and purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. These, then, are the things you should teach. Encourage and rebuke with all authority. Do not let anyone despise you." What does the grace of God teach? The grace of God gives us the desire to follow the Lord Jesus in his kingdom, to battle against sin, to live in the fellowship of forgiveness, and to endeavor in faith. According to Jesus' teaching, he who has been forgiven much also loves much. He who has felt the love of God wants to be free from the influence of the love of the world. He who by faith has understood the sanctity of God does not want to sin even in secret. He who knows the glory of God does not boast about his own merits. He who has come to know God's mercy wants to thank the Heavenly Father for this great mercy. A child of God's faith is strengthened by the word of grace and truth, the gospel of forgiveness of sins, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Safekeeping, protection. After concluding his farewell speech, his disciples, he prayed, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you would keep them from the evil one. In our lives, we encounter undesired difficult situations. Therefore, it is right and necessary to ask for God's guidance. This request is not in vain because God has promised to hear our prayers. Our most important request is that God would keep us in faith. Faith keeps us from evil. The writer of the letter of the Hebrews says about the believers of the Old Testament, through faith they subdued kingdoms, established justice, and obtained the fulfillment of promise. They stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, and escaped the edge of the sword. From weakness they became strong, they became mighty warriors, and turned back the armies of the enemy. The power of faith is not diminished, and faith still affects today as it did in the Old Testament. As those who have faith, we are under God's remarkable protection. God also protects us through angels. We often think that children have their own guardian angels. That is correct. But God also protects us adults through the help of angels. God also cares for us through other believers. They are called escorts. Often escorts are also called angels. Do not forget to entertain, for by doing so, some have entertained angels unawares. We can trust in God's care in all situations in our lives. We have trials and tribulations in our lives. We need care and guidance in both. Adversity does not mean that God has taken away his guidance. Trials draw us closer to God and our Savior Jesus. God has given us the ability to judge what is right and safe so that we do not harm ourselves. The Gospel of Matthew tells us how the tempter took Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple and said, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. The tempter quoted the words in Psalm 91 saying, He will give his angels charge over you to keep you. In their hands they will bear you up so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. To this Jesus replied, It is also said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. We shall sing a hymn 397.
Thank you.
trust. The security given by God is man's trust in God. Trusting in God is like the trust of a child in a father. Trusting in God is not the result of one's reasoning or our own conclusions. Trusting God is the trust of faith. The Holy Spirit turns our gaze from ourselves to Jesus and shows us how we can trust God, even though we cannot see God with our own eyes. Trust on trial. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches, "Therefore I will tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And you are much more valuable than them. Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his lifespan?" Why we try to worry about clothing? Look at, we receive all the good things from God. We can trust God that when we do our best, God will bless our work for our best. The education is a gift of God given to us. We have dreams of our future. When we are young, we is a work given to us by God. Education brings many gifts which we have received from God. If we have received many gifts, it is no reason for us to boast, for the gifts are given from God. We can always better our gifts. God has not left us, any one of us, as without gifts, and no one has received too little. Unto gifts are left responsibility. Do not. Worrying about livelihood can overshadow our lives. At worst, it can be dangerous impact on the values of our lives. Do we remember to keep the Holy Sabbath holy? Are work or hobbies more important than attending services? God has placed a great blessing on the Sabbath. It is good for us to remember to listen to God's word. If our service attendance decreases, in the worst case, we can end up shipwrecked in our faith. Let thy will be done. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Let thy will be done." It is not always easy to be content with God's will. Jesus also gave us an example on Gethsemane. The decisive stages of his life were before him. He was faced with mockery, humiliation, and the cross, suffering, and death. Even more frightening was the fact that his Father would throw the sins of the whole world up upon him and turn his back on him. In this situation, Jesus prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Jesus' example guides us to true humility and childlike trust. God knows, even in different situations, what is best for us in that particular situation, even if it is difficult for us to be content with it. As humans, we often plan and view things short-sightedly. We may be it may be that afterwards, only afterwards, will we be able to see God's good guidance, which was for our best. Trials are also necessary. A healthy self-esteem is a good thing. God's word urges us to value ourselves moderately. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think so as to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one the measure of faith. We are in danger to forget from whom we have received the gift of faith, and from whom we receive the strength to strive as children of God. In trials, God reminds us of these things. In trials, we can feel God's closeness. In trials, God can strengthen the unity of the family. We get to experience the support and help of loved ones. Together, we can be as little children of God and be content with God's will. In trials, God also reminds us of the importance of prayer. We get to approach the Heavenly Father in all our affairs. A trusting connection with God creates comfort. It also increases hope in the future. Our affairs are in good hands. We can look to the future with a bright outlook. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trials that is trying you, as though something strange were happening to you. On the contrary, rejoice in so much as you share in Christ's suffering, so that you may be glad and rejoice in exceeding joy when his glory is revealed. I will be with you. The Old Testament relates of the journey of the people of Israel from Egypt to the Promised Land. As the people journeyed in the wilderness, the pillar of cloud went before them during the day and the pillar of fire at night. In this way, God assured his people that he would travel with them. Jesus said before ascending to heaven, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Jesus' presence comes close to each of us in the gospel. We can believe tonight that all sins are forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. We can look to the future with light and confidence. Our affairs are in good hands. We will experience temporal and eternal comfort. Our Heavenly Father has promised to take care of his obedient children. He gives us a future and hope. God's blessing. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, Thus shall you bless the children of Israel, and say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Blessing means wishing good and happiness. When God blesses, he does not just wish good like us humans, but God's blessing has a concrete meaning for our lives. Proverbs say that the blessing of the Lord makes rich unto labor. Without labor, God's blessing is not our own merit. If our efforts do not have God's blessing, even the best projects will fall in vain. Without God's protection, All the future of the world will not help. God gives temporal blessings to all people. We also want to act as the prophet Ezekiel taught and the exile Israelites. Look for the welfare of the city in which you have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it. For in it prosperity you prosper. In this way, we also want to act in our own duties for the welfare of our own country and our home region, and praise of God's blessing. We can see how God's blessing is seen as prosperity in our entire country. God's blessing is not just a temporal blessing. The second part of the Lord's benediction speaks of an even more important blessing in our lives, a spiritual blessing. Jesus has freed us to. This is the basis for us to be children of God. As children of God, we have the third promise of the Lord's benediction. We enter into God's grace. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as this world gives you, give I to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." When sins are forgiven, God's peace is in the heart. This peace is also visible from the child of God outwardly. Christianity is in inner peace, but at the same time we are in the battle against our own flesh, the world, and the enemy of the soul. The enemy of the soul uses all means to take peace away from us. The battle sometimes feels overwhelming. The child of God feels that he is able to lose peace. Therefore, we ask that the Lord once again turn his countenance upon his children and give them peace. At the same time, the perspective of faith opens up to a place beyond this life. It is worth believing we are on the way to our heavenly home. God's Word. There are many quotes from the Bible in this introduction. The Bible contains God's revelation, God's Word. God's Word provides comfort that never changes. God's Word tells us how God saves man. He sent his own Son into the world to free man from the power of death and sin, and the adversary of God, the enemy of the soul. For this reason, even this today, the good message is also being heard here. Sins can be believed forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. I have felt many doubts and temptations when I was writing this, speaking to you, and I would wish to ask in the end that, can I believe my own sins forgiven? In this way, I wish to believe along with you. Let us quieten unto the benediction of the Lord. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.